Well, there's been one constant news story during the crisis, at least in recent weeks, stock disappearing from our supermarket shelves. And as states and territories close their borders, truck drivers are still travelling interstate to deliver essential supplies. But with some truck stops closed, truckies say it's getting harder to get a hot meal or a shower. Madeline Jenner has more.
There aren't many Australians travelling across state borders at the moment, but truck driver Frank Black is still on the roads.
I left Queensland yesterday and I've unloaded in Sydney this morning and then I've reloaded and I'll be heading for South Australia.
While some states have closed their borders, there are exemptions to keep freight moving, and keeping virus-free is a big concern.
You know, there's got to be commodities on the supermarket shelves. There's got to be other commodities around. We've got to all do our bit to keep this country moving. In saying that, we have to try and do it as sensibly as we can. Like I've got gloves in the truck and hand sanitizer and that sort of thing. So when I get out of the truck, I put my gloves on. I do what I need to do, and then when I'm finished, gloves come off. They go into the bin. Sanitise my hands, get back in my little domain and inside the cab, which is obviously my little domain.
Truckies like Frank Black are carrying out an essential service. He tells me he hasn't had any issues or hold-ups crossing borders yet. But life on the roads is getting harder. Truck stops where you can get a hot meal or a shower make life bearable. But many have had to reduce their operations because of health restrictions.
The other night, one of them that I normally stop at, they were closed. But let's say, for example, the one I'm at this morning, they're still serving takeaway. They've got the showers that are open. They've got a cleaner there that cleans and sanitises the shower after every use. Now, obviously, we need these facilities out here. And even the smaller ones that might not be able to afford to have a cleaner present to clean showers after. I think this is where the government needs to step up.
Over the last few days, the Transport Workers Union has written to all mainland states and territories affected by border closures, calling for information on what protective equipment interstate drivers will be supplied with. The union also wants assurances that drivers will be able to access rest stops, decent food and clean showers during the crisis. The TWU's National Secretary is Michael Kane.
Well, I don't think there's anything more important at the moment than making sure that truck drivers are taken care of in our economy. If we are going to get through this crisis, if people want to have confidence that the supermarket shelves are stocked and that the economy keeps ticking over and that we're ready to bounce back at the other end, we've got to make sure that the lifeblood of the economy, and that is these truckies going up and down our highways, are taken care of, that their pathways are cleared, that they're safe, and that they have rest, appropriate food. And this is needs to be done absolutely from a top-down basis. We can't have ad hoc approaches to various businesses. We need the federal government and the state governments to step in now to support the businesses that support truckies and to give clarity about border crossing and to make sure that our truckies are safe in terms of protective equipment.
The National Heavy Vehicle Regulator says it is working with federal and state governments to ensure truck stops can feed truck drivers legally. The NHVR says it has spoken to major fuel companies and they are currently providing additional cleaning for their facilities so they can remain operational. But the regulator adds that drivers should call ahead to ensure roadhouses and their facilities are open.
Madeline Jenner reporting.